Hey guys, how you doing today? Can I get you started with something to drink?
Is your aging loved one home alone, forgetting to take medicine or pay bills? The Caregiver Cafe with Roz Jones has a menu of resources to serve your caregiver needs. As a caregiver, Roz understands your daily challenges. This podcast focuses on the unique and dynamic issues of caregiving.
Once again, welcome back to the Caregiver Cafe. I'm Roz Jones. And what's brewing in our cup today? Today, we're going to talk about the five love languages of caregiving. The five love languages of caregiving. Each one of us, when we take care of a loved one, we have a different way of displaying love. And so what are the five basic ways that we can show someone that we love them when we're taking care of them? As we all know, back in 1992, the marriage expert, Dr. Gary Chapman, wrote this phenomenal book to help couples, and it was called The Five Love Languages, and it was to help them understand how a person loves. So there was a social worker by the name of Meredith Fields back in 2016, and she took those same five love languages. She's a licensed clinical social worker. She took those same five love languages and turned them into what and how you would love someone when you are providing care for them as a caregiver. So I just want to run through those one by one, and there's five. So the first one is affirmation. The first one is affirmation. And some of us need to be affirmed. Some of us need to be, you know, told that we're doing a good job. And so affirmation is one of the ways that people show love. You know, I appreciate what you're doing. You're doing a good job. I appreciate it. You know, you went above and beyond. You know, these are the things that a person may need, you know, for them to know that you love them. And then you may have to turn around and give the same affirmation to your aging loved one. You know what? You had a good day. You know, you did everything. You walked, you exercised, you were able to take your medicine. You were able to do a lot of things on your own today. And that was very helpful to me. And I know it made you feel good that you didn't have to ask me for anything. So those are words of affirmation that sometimes some of our aging loved ones need as we are caring for them. So number two is quality time. Just spending time. I don't want you to do anything else, but, you know, maybe take me to the movie, take me to get my hair done. Let's sit and eat popcorn at the house. Let's dance. Let's hold hands. Let's go for a ride. Let's go get a bowl of ice cream. Just spending time together, being in your presence a lot of times is a way that people need the love. They need for you just to be there with them because they could be feeling lonely. So quality time is important, is another way as a caregiver for your aging loved one, and even for that, the person who is giving the care. Quality time, spending time with their loved one is important just as much as it could be the love language of the person you're giving care to. They want that quality time from you. So you may hear things like, I don't see you that often. You know, I sure miss you. Your brothers and sisters come by all the time. These may be a couple of the clues that, you know, their love language is quality time. So the next one is receiving gifts. The next one is receiving gifts. And so a lot of times when we are taking care of an aging loved one, there are things that they like in particular. I know that my grandmother, when I was taking care of her, she used to, there was a particular type of ice cream that she liked. And so I would try to bring her ice cream. There's another elderly person that I take care of. She wants a specific coffee from a specific gas station. And, you know, she wants to, you know, cream and sugar, and she wants a big cup. She doesn't want the little cup. She wants a big cup. So those are things that a way of showing love, you know, to the person is that sometimes they want the gift. They don't say it, but the little things like, you know, I sure like that coffee when you bring it, or, you know, you brought me, you know, the New York Times newspaper. So those are, you know, gifts. When you are loving someone, sometimes people want the gifts as well as some of the other characteristics of the love languages. So gifts may be their primary one, but maybe time, quality time, is their second one. All right. Acts of service, serving. As caregivers, we provide acts of service all the time. You know, we're picking up food. We're making sure that you have groceries. We take you to the grocery store. We take you to the doctor. These are acts of service. And even to the point where we may have to help you bathe. We may have to, change your pull-up, wash your clothes, clean the house. These are acts of service. And so the person that's giving the care is usually the person that's doing the acts of service. And the person receiving the care, sometimes they can do acts of service and sometimes they can't, depending on what stage of the disease that they are in. But when they were able to, they were able to do acts of service as well. You know, they may have brought you something to eat. They may have, you know, come by the house and clean up or cook, or, you know, they may have taken the children out to give you a break. These are all acts of service, either on, if you're taking care of your parents took care of maybe the grandkids to give you a break, or, you took them somewhere just to show them how much you love them and to spend time or to do something really nice for them, like get the lawn cut, get the house clean. These are acts of service. And the last one is physical touch. I have a girlfriend and her, she took care of her mom, and her sister would come in town and she would do two of the love languages, which was spend time and physical touch. Her mother loved for her hair to be brushed. She liked for her feet to be lotioned and her hands to be lotioned. So this sister loved to oodle and cuddle all over the mom, and she loved that. So she received the acts of service and the quality time. And then the sister, her primary love language was touch. And then probably the secondary one was time. So these are the love languages of caregivers. So I just wanted to bring that to you, that Meredith Fields Lawler, the licensed clinical social worker, wrote this article in 2016. We will make sure that we put the link to the article in the comment section. But I know each one of us can identify with one of these love languages as a caregiver. So once again, is it affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, or physical touch? Which one of those characteristics is your primary and which one is your secondary? Once again, thank you so much for listening to the Caregiver Cafe. I'm Ross Jones. Thanks for listening.
Until your next visit to the Caregiver Cafe, connect with Roz on YouTube, LinkedIn, and her blog at thecaregivercafe.net. Caregiver Cafe podcast specializes in serving those who provide care and support to a sick or aging loved one. I'm the voice guy, but I'm one of you. So when Roz has on experts or frontline workers, I'm listening. We hope you've enjoyed the show. In the meantime, don't forget to connect with Roz on YouTube, LinkedIn, or at the blog at thecaregivercafe.net.